Hi, I'm Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. In this bulletin, another 11 COVID-19 deaths and more than 70 new cases in Victoria. Chinese officials accuse a detained Australian journalist of illegal activities. And in the AFL, Carlton keeps its faint finals hopes alive with a stirring comeback win. Victoria has reported another 76 coronavirus cases and 11 deaths. The fatalities bring the state's COVID-19 death toll to 691. Premier Daniel Andrews says his government will send a public health team to Sydney this week to assess whether improvements can be made to the state's contact tracing system. It follows Prime Minister Scott Morrison's criticism of Victoria's tracing efforts, which he says are inferior to the gold standard set by New South Wales. Several changes are also being made to Victoria's system, including setting up at least 5 local response units across metropolitan Melbourne. And a promising COVID-19 vaccine trial has been put on hold after a participant suffered an adverse reaction. It's a blow for the federal government, which this week signed a deal to manufacture the AstraZeneca vaccine developed by Oxford University researchers. The company says the pause is a routine measure. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Dr. Nick Coatsworth denies it's a major setback for Australia's COVID-19 immunisation efforts.
This is a testimony to the rigour the safety focus that people are putting on vaccine development. Obviously, we'll see what happens with these reports out for the Oxford vaccine, and it by no means puts that vaccine completely off the table. But that is a reason why the Australian government is investing in multiple technologies, multiple potential vaccine candidates, and we know that not all of them are going to go to market.
More than 160 coronavirus vaccines around the world are currently being tested. In other news, tensions between Australia and China have escalated, with Beijing accusing a detained journalist of carrying out illegal activities endangering the country's security. Cheng Lei, a presenter on Chinese state television, was detained 3 weeks ago with videos of her removed from Chinese websites. Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian has told a media briefing a criminal investigation is being conducted.
The Australian national Cheng Lei is suspected of carrying out criminal activities endangering China's national security, and compulsory measures have been taken, and an investigation is underway by the relevant authority.
His comments are the government's first explanation for Ms. Cheng's detention. 2 fellow Australian journalists have been rushed out of China because of safety concerns after police demanded they answer questions about the television anchor. The ABC's Bill Birtles and Michael Smith from the Australian Financial Review, who were the last Australian journalists in the country, arrived back home yesterday. Australia's first Islamic State bride is under investigation in a Turkish prison. SBS News has learned Melbourne-born Zara Daman has left the Al-Hol refugee camp in northeast Syria with her 2 children. Her 1-year-old daughter and 4-year-old son are being held in a Turkish child protection centre while their mother has been detained in jail. Her lawyer says a DNA analysis is being conducted by Turkish authorities to confirm the parentage of her children. The 26-year-old launched legal action in the Australian High Court over the stripping of her citizenship when IS was listed as a terrorist organisation more than 4 years ago. Her husband was reportedly killed while fighting for IS in January 2015. To the United States now, and Donald Trump has vowed to dip heavily into his own fortune to get re-elected as he continues to slump in the opinion polls. The US president says the November election will be the most important in the country's history. Mr. Trump has travelled to the key battleground states of Florida and North Carolina, campaigning on law and order against Democrat opponent Joe Biden. Asked how much he's prepared to finance his own bid for re-election, Mr. Trump says he'll pay whatever it takes to win.
If we did need, we don't, because we have much more money than we had last time going into the last 2 months. I think double and triple. But if we need it anymore, I'd put it up personally, like I did in the primaries last time. In the 2016 primaries, I put up a lot of money. If I have to, I'll do it here. But we don't have to, because we have double and maybe even triple what we had a number of years ago, 4 years ago.
The president spent $60 million of his own money on his last campaign and could need to spend up to $100 million on this one. In the AFL, Carlton has kept its slim finals hopes alive with a stirring comeback against the Sydney Swans. At one stage, the Blues trailed the Swans by 39 points in the second quarter after conceding the first seven goals of the game, but they managed to hold Sydney to just one more major with fifth gamer Matthew Cotterill putting Carlton in front with 92 seconds left and sealing a five-point victory. Carlton coach David Teague has praised his team for turning around such a disappointing start to the contest. Let's see what the weather's doing for you around the country today. In Perth, a late shower or two, a top of 21. In Adelaide, fine weather, 20 degrees. In Melbourne, partly cloudy and 16. Much the same for Hobart, 15 for you. Rain in the capital, 15 for Canberra. Similar conditions in Wollongong, 18. Rain as well in Sydney with wind easing, 19 for you. Much the same in Newcastle. It's partly cloudy day in Brisbane, a top of 24. Couple of showers for you in Cairns where it's 27 degrees and sunny for you in Darwin where it's 36 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos and this is the latest from the SBS newsroom. And don't forget, for news in depth, you can check out our series of podcasts, sbs.com.au/news/audio.